Rain in Baltimore delaying the start of the Astros and Orioles for nearly an hour on Saturday. When the game begins, there are zeros on the board into the fifth inning when Alex Bregman steps up.
And Bregman drives this one pretty deep to left center field. This sends back Mancini at the wall, looking up. See you later! Alex Bregman goes yard, and the Astros go up 1-0.
Here's the ball driven deep to left field, and this game is going to change. Two-run home run, Adam Jones. And the Orioles take a 2-1 lead on the two-run shot.
O'Day delivers, and that's a swing and a foul, and that got Moran in the face, and he's shaken up. Certainly not the way you wanted to see his or anybody's night come to an end.
So Marwin got his first at bat of the night, comes on to pinch it. Marwin deep to right field. This ball is gone. Pinch hit. Three-run home run. Marwin Gonzalez, and the Astros take a 6-4 lead.
2-2.
Lined in a left field for a base hit. Springer scores. The Astros score two times in the ninth and knock off the Orioles 8-4. Marwin Gonzalez comes off the bench in place of Colin Moran and goes 2-for-2 with a big three-run home run. His career year continues. He now has 18 round trippers and 58 RBIs. Francis Martes gets the win in relief. Houston's big comeback win in Charm City on Saturday was overshadowed by the injury suffered by Colin Moran. Here's manager A.J. Hinch with an update.
You know, he's at the hospital getting evaluated for everything from a concussion to a fracture to, he's going to go through an array of tests. So pretty scary incident. I get out on the field and he's got blood on his face. And that's just, blood is not general in our sport. I mean, we don't see that in our sport. We don't, even some of the tough injuries, you don't see blood on the field, so he wasn't feeling very well. And originally, he wanted to get off the field, like all players do. Nobody wants to sit down and lay down. And as soon as we got him up, he thought he was going to pass out. Kind of got nauseous, so we put him back down and called for the cart. It was just, he was clearly out of it, obviously, and in some pain, and just a terrible way to get out of the game. And then the range of emotions goes to extreme. Thrill for Marwin to come off the bench and working it bad. It was a good matchup for him. Just got into the game at a real rough time.
Marwin Gonzalez was the difference in the game as he filled in for Moran, but he was still shaken to see his teammate go down.
Well, that was a scary moment for us. We still don't know if he's how bad or how good he is. After that, I just focused to have a good at bat, and I was trying to go bring the runner on second and tie the game, but. I got a home, and that was even better for the team.
Where were you when you found out you were coming in for the
shift? I was ready. I was swinging before that, but I didn't know it was going to be in that bad. So
later in the game, maybe.
Yeah. Obviously, he wasn't. Was one pitch after the bat, and he got the foul ball. And Marte did a really good job and keep us in the game. He was MVP of the game. Got the win.
Did you know you hit the street out there, the Utah street?
No, I did. I didn't know. I just knew that I was gone and I was still running, but I didn't see where it landed.
Colin McHugh gets a no decision in his first outing of 2017. The veteran righty goes 4 2/3 in this one and allows 4 runs on 4 hits with 2 walks.
I think overall, came out of it healthy. I feel good right now. I felt good all the way through the fifth. I didn't feel like I was going to die or gas. So I think it means good things ahead.
How did the slider come in for you? It worked against righties tonight.
Yeah. It's something we've been working on for a little while. I actually learned it from Peacock. We learned it from Jankowski, I think. So it's kind of making its way down the line. But yeah, it's been something I've been working on to use as a weapon against righties. Kind of in place of a cutter that doesn't cut sometimes. So it was pretty effective today. I feel like I'm getting a little bit more confident with it every time I throw it. So hopefully we can keep using it moving forward.
The Astros will go for the series sweep on Sunday in Baltimore when Lance McCullers Jr. makes the start.